There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're getting to your calls that have been on the answer line. Let's get right to it, and then we'll get to some medical headlines. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, my name is Jill, and I live in Oklahoma, and I'm a prior patient of Dr. Dahlia's. I just wanted to know what you thought about the new telephone doctor thing, Doc, and just let me know what you think about it. And I personally, I don't care for it because you lose the interaction with the patients. And the doctor can't really tell you what's going on until they look at you.
Oh, man, Joe, I wish I could talk to you. I miss you, man. Joe's a good guy. The teledoc thing we talked about last week, and I'm not a big fan. Where apparently we got something in the mail. My husband got something in the mail from Aetna, where you can set up an account and you could feel better faster by talking to a doctor within minutes. Little did they know that he's married to a doctor where, you know, he could talk to me. Well, I don't return my husband's calls a lot. Maybe he will get a teledoc faster than me. And mind you, good for Aetna for keeping up with the times and being progressive. You know, as internet doctors and doc in a box is going to start being the new wave of medicine, you know, they're a smart company to be a part of that. I mean, you know, even if you dislike the way healthcare is being, you know, is being delivered by that path, you know, you have to still be a business and you still have to understand what your consumers' needs are. And consumers are demanding this, you know, supply and demand. So if consumers don't want to wait in a doctor's office for 3-4 hours, and I don't blame them. By the way, I don't blame them. I think it's ridiculous you have to wait for a doctor for 3-4 hours. It's stupid. You know, I mean, you know, if people don't want that and they want to be able to talk to a medical professional immediately, it makes sense that there be some sort of service where you could then talk to a doctor on the phone. Okay? But this isn't going to be this is an emergency. I want to see a doctor, talk to a doctor, let them take a look at me and tell me where to go. Like a triage. This appears to be an actual visit. So you get the consultation, you schedule, you have to put some of your information in there, and like medical history, so you have to hope that you have the privacy. Then somebody reviews this medical history, a doctor calls you back within minutes, and will write you a medication. Now, what if you forget your history? Okay, what if you were allergic to that medication in the past and you had a bad reaction and you forgot that? Okay, that's why we family docs are great, because we're like, wait a second, didn't you, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, you know, seem to have a blood pressure drop with that medication? And, so your inputting medical history is nice, okay? But if you don't remember all your medical history, and then you need to make sure that that medical provider can ask and draw that out, etc. Well, you only get a few minutes, okay, with the doctor. I don't know if they give you 15 minutes, etc. And it says it'll treat conditions like allergies, rash and skin problems, sore throat, ear infection. How the hell do you diagnose ear infection through the phone? Well, my ear hurts and I can't hear well out of one of the ears, and I went swimming the other day and I think I have a fever. All right, well then, let's kind of give you the antibiotics and see what happens. Well, how do we know there's not a perforation? Okay, is something in the ear? Do they have a big, huge, big block of wax, and, you know, maybe they don't need an antibiotic? You know, people want us doctors to stop writing antibiotics. Well, then, how the hell are we supposed to, and it says on here, ear infection. And again, no offense to Aetna. I've worked with Aetna on lots of patients. I'm a big fan of Aetna in terms of how they take care of my patients. But this Teladoc thing is kind of ridiculous. And I know there's going to be a day, and I'm dreading it, where I'm going to have to just talk to you over a screen. Now, mind you, from a business standpoint, I would save a hell of a lot of money. Okay? And I won't get the flu. So I could sit from home in a nice cushy chair, okay? After I could sit in my radio studio. If I sit in my radio studio, I could talk to you. I mean, you're going to assume it's private, right? I mean, you're assuming when you're talking to these doctors it's private, and there's not a room full of people looking at your history or hearing you, okay? You're assuming that it's completely private. So I would probably then do it in my studio where I could lock it up. And so you don't have to worry about somebody else hearing your private medical things. And I would hope that nobody would be tapping in or hacking into it. And then I don't have to pay for an office. I don't have to pay for staff. I could just add a click of a button, click it. All I have to do is pay for malpractice and my computer. Trust me, that would be a nice way to be a doctor in terms of saving money. But that's not how I was trained. You got a rash. You got something scaly. I want to touch it. I want to see what it feels like, get an idea for what that is, okay? You know, I want to feel things. I want to smell things. I want to look at things. And, you know, how the hell am I supposed to do your pap smear online? Now, I understand this isn't about pap smears, but how the hell do I look at an ear through the computer? This makes no sense. So, some of you guys will say, look, I don't need the personal interaction. Look, I'm able to buy my computers online. I don't need to walk into a Best Buy now and talk to a salesperson. I could do that online. They'll still always, you know, be the want to have some hands-on. But, of course, we're going to go e-commerce. That's the way this whole world is going, and medicine is not going to be immune to that. And if you're not worried about the privacy issue, you're not worried about somebody hacking, and you're not worried about the interpersonal or their possibility, you know, they're possibly being something half-assed done with your health, then you're going to love it. And there's going to be a huge demand, and this is going to be the way to go. But for those of you going, look, okay, something's not right. Now, many of you have told me, well, then fine. If something's not right, then I'll wait to see a doctor. Okay, but for the little easy stuff, well, I can't tell you how many little easy things were actually serious stuff. Simple toothache, a simple bladder infection, a simple nausea, ended up being a heart attack. And if it wasn't for me looking at them and getting that sense, I don't get that sense online. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom Lewis working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I was on the Alan Stock Show this morning on KGWN in Las Vegas. And, you know, I was talking about Nevada Blood Donation Day, et cetera. But there's a Senate bill that is being pushed through our state Senate, supposed to be, I guess, voted on tomorrow, where it limits a doctor's ability to write narcotic medications and prescribing by, you know, burdening paperwork and databases, et cetera. All right, so there were a couple doctors on the show, and then I was there in studio, you know, talking about how, you know, I think the bill stinks, and I guess somebody called in that wanted to challenge me. Okay, now, a lot of times, you don't hear a lot of the political banter on my show, my head of show is a health show, then yes, you know, I talk a lot about Obamacare, where I bring up politics a lot, but not like I've done on the local level in my town. So I guess somebody who was left-leaning and proud of it, I don't want to say left-leaning, very left, calls up just trying to rip me a new one and making it sound like me and the other doctors are for opiate overdose. And I'm like, are you flipping kidding me? This is why I can't stand politics. I cannot stand, okay? And he's like, I don't understand. You guys are just worried about another piece of paper. We have kids dying. We have, and I'm like, okay, you know, hold the phone here. Okay, first of all, I'm not worried about another piece of paper. All you're going to do, Dr. Dahlia, he called me Dahlia. All you're going to do, I said, you got to call me Dr. Dahlia now. All you're going to do, Dahlia, is go to your office and save 4 or 5 patients. And you're, and I'm like, wait a second, I'm going to save that many patients? These that are going to save that many patients' lives. I go, I'd love to save that many lives a day. I would love to save that many lives a day, but I can't because I'm too busy doing all this stupid paperwork that I have to for what I prescribe. But anyway, what I'm trying to get to at is he's arguing upon arguing. And I was telling him, look, I'm actually in agreement with you. We have a big problem with opiate dependence and opiate overdose. Where you and I differ is this one particular bill doesn't really address it. Now, I'm not saying we always have to come up with the perfect bill, but I think we learned a lot from the Obamacare Affordable Health Care Law. When you let a crappy bill pass, whether you're on the right or the left, this is any bill, okay? And anybody could write a crappy bill. When you write a crappy bill, there seems to then be, after the bill gets pushed through, a lot of back slapping and handshaking and high-fiving, and then, yeah, we're going to move on to the next cause or the next topic. And here, you're left with a completely crap bill, and nobody is working to fix the problem. One of the reasons why I am so ticked off with the Affordable Health Care Law is that is exactly what happened. We had terrible issues going on in our healthcare system, all right, that were already starting in 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007. We had major issues, all right? Costs were starting to go up. Medications were starting to go up. We were having access issues. We were having more demand. And so here there was a debate between McCain and Obama, and I was listening really intently. It doesn't matter where I stand politically. I'm going to give both of these guys my ear and see who has a better plan. Well, Obama and Pelosi and Harry Reid dropped this Obamacare Affordable Health Care Act, and then they're like, we did it. Now we're moving on. And here we are with the one crumb to help us with our healthcare system, and it turns out not to be a crumb, it turns out to be a nuclear bomb. And not only did we not fix the 2006, 7, 8 issues, the high malpractice rates, the lack of access, the lack of doctors, not only did we not fix this, but now we have a whole slew of other problems. Okay, I used to think, well, it doesn't matter, whatever passes, passes, and we just deal with it later. No. You pass a bill that doesn't work and leaves more crap, when do we get to pull everybody back to start over? I don't need to go deeper in the hole with getting my patients care and getting my patients proper pain medications and proper pain management, etc. And so this idea in my particular state of databasing and making doctors, anything they write, they have to doc. It doesn't talk about what, like Annette Tejero, Dr. Tejero brought up. It doesn't talk about the medications that people are receiving. It talks about what's being written. So I get it's trying to nail doctors for writing medications. Well, what does that do to you who lives in Indiana or in Florida, et cetera, if your state passes a law like this? All right, doctors are going to be like, you know what, I don't know what the hell part of the system, I don't even know if I'm registered. Okay, you know what, fine, you can't get your medication here. So now your access problem, your pain problem, the issues you're having have now doubled or tripled. And anybody that suffers from pain, they have learned that you don't take the pain pill when you're at the tippity-tippity peak of pain, you want to head it off at the pass. And pain management is an art. It's not supposed to be doctors writing pain pills. It was never supposed to be that. And my medical school trained me damn well in how to manage pain from that perspective. You just don't dole out pain pills. But on the other hand, you need to show mercy. And you need to manage it. Managing pain is just like managing blood pressure, managing diabetes. It is a chronic process. Now, I want bills to be passed in respective states dealing with what comprehensive care for people in pain. Okay? You know, there should be objective studies. There could be some subjective accounts taken, evaluations, options, physical therapy, acupuncture, chiropractic, medical therapy, prescription therapy. And we show that people have gone through protocols and gone through treatment. I don't mind streamlining it that way, having pain management involved, treating them for pain. I have no problem with that. Okay? That, I think we need to come up with ways to help people with pain, but I hate to see you guys out there, my listeners, national, state to state, coast to coast, worry that your state is going to pass something that's going to prohibit your doctor from writing a medication. Now, already, I don't write a lot of pain medication, so this particular bill doesn't really affect me as much as it could others. But again, when I'm on air, I'm not worried about just my practice. I'm worried about all of you. And I'm not saying vote against or for or whatever, but understand politically that if a crappy bill gets passed, you may like it because you're on the left. Or you may like it because you're on the right. And you may be like, okay, you know what? I'm going to vote party line on this. Just stop and realize if it's a crappy bill, okay, we could all be screwed. Now, again, I'm still trying to figure out this bill that finally got rid of the Medicare cuts to doctors, which I think is brilliant. But I come to find out there's a bunch of other stuff within that bill. All right, which is something, what type of bill were they talking about where it was just line bill, where the bill should be just about what it's about and not mix all sorts of other stuff in there? I guess the reason why they do it is it saves time and, you know, but unfortunately, bills are getting rejected in the House and Senate because there's all a bunch of other crap and funding mixed into it. Why don't we just have bills say, let's stop it? Let's stop this, let's stop that, let's stop this. Well, apparently it has to be more comprehensive and there has to be other stuff, you know, with it. But I am a little nervous that if this bill has a bunch of other promises for funding that we can't continue and we can't sustain, are we going to be in trouble? All right, you know, I want us to stop Medicare cuts. I want us to sign good bills, but we need to scrutinize what these bills are. And if it's a bad bill, don't let a bad bill go through. I understand that probably means nothing's going to get done. But, you know, it was just interesting, this guy going off on me and these other doctors. And I'm like, look, we're in agreement. There's something bipartisan we agree with. We need to stop narcotic withdrawal. But when you pass a bad bill and everybody moves on, all right, you are dealt with the pyramid of poop like we're dealing now with Obamacare. And trying to go back and get 2006 and 2005 and 2004 issues taken care of now is defunct because now we're left with this whole huge Affordable Health Care Act. And maybe that's the idea. We'll have you guys, if you guys are worried about this one little puddle, we're going to have you drown in an ocean of crap so you forget about the puddle. And that's what's going on now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how we have made some headway with opiate prescriptions and overdoses. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So really quickly, we have found that opiate prescriptions and overdoses in the United States have declined because of this abuse-resistant version of the painkiller OxyContin and the market withdrawal of the narcotic Darvon. Researchers reviewed insurance claims records with data on prescriptions and hospitalizations for more than 30 million adults covered by United Healthcare from 2003 to 2012. In the 2 years after OxyContin was reformulated and Darvon was withdrawn in 2010, prescriptions and overdoses decreased by about a whopping 20%. The weight of evidence to date suggests that abuse of OxyContin decreased after the formulation change. Now, this abuse deterrent OxyContin formulation became extended release and it's resistant to crushing and dissolving. And when you don't have the extended release, it's easier for people to get a faster, intense high. Darvon propoxyphene was linked to cardiac side effects and was the second leading cause of prescription drug-related deaths. Darvon, in the form of Darvocet, I actually used to write more than Vicodin. Because it didn't have the Tylenol attached to the degree that Vicodin did, and it was, it to me seemed safer. Unfortunately, people were popping Darvocet N100s a lot, and then that got taken off the market. And, my patients that are now moving over towards Vicodin, Lortab, Percocet, I have to watch their Tylenol component. And it's one of those things where you're just kind of balancing and you know, walking a tightrope. So, good. If we have abuse-deterrent formulations, I think that's awesome. Way to go. Okay? If we have tamper-resistant forms, good. Because I know people are getting, trust me, heroin addiction, this is bad. Okay, we have so many kids now getting more and more addicted to opiates, narcotics, heroin. It's scary stuff. And this high that people get from it is like none other, and it's extremely addictive, and it's extremely sought after. Unfortunately, you guys out there are suffering because of doofuses, you know, playing around with these at parties, and messing with the pills, messing with the forms, getting high. It now messes it up for you. You know, one thing I urge any of you to do with your state assemblymen and senators, et cetera, is work with them to come up with something such that when your arthritis does set in and your back pain, your degenerative disc disease, or your need for a hip replacement is trying to be staved off while you're, you know, going to work and trying to use some sort of pain control, and your doctor is saying, I can't let you take anti-inflammatories because they hurt your liver, they hurt your kidneys, and they hurt your stomach lining. All right, we need to move on this quickly. We are running out of medication options for people with chronic pain. Now, some of us have chronic pain, and we pop a Tylenol, and we're good. Some of us, that Tylenol doesn't even touch it, and you need the heavy stuff. And as we're getting older and we're outliving the age where you get a heart attack and we're fighting cancer and preventing cancer, the one thing we are all looking forward to is arthritis and issues with pain and hip and knee joint issues, et cetera. And so I want to know that there's going to be something out there that's going to be safe, but it's also going to be accessible. If I have pain and I want to be able to take something if I need it later. Right? Thank God I don't need anything now, but I don't want everybody messing up the system such that it's going to be almost impossible to get anything when I do need it. That's what these medications are there for. So we'll keep you posted. And, of course, going after the doctors and making them write less medications is one avenue people want to take. But I think that's going about it wrong. We need to take this seriously, and we need to find a realistic and practical approach. And it doesn't look like it's happening. Health officials are warning Ebola survivors against having sex after the virus is found after 175 days. Remember we talked about 3 months and then maybe 6 months? So now roughly 6 months no sex because the Ebola could live within sexual fluids. Apparently the virus was found longer than expected in a recovered Liberian man. The virus was in the man's semen 175 days after he first developed Ebola, which is 74 days longer than it is found in other survivors. The CDC previously said that people should wait 3 months before engaging in unprotected sexual activity. Now they're saying, you know, don't have sex, oral, vaginal, anal, until more information becomes available. They say if you are going to have sex, make sure you use a condom. According to the CDC's latest counts, Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone, They have had 25,500 cases that have resulted in more than 10,000 deaths, one of the biggest outbreaks ever. Apparently, earlier this month, children in Sierra Leone headed back to school after it was closed for 9 months due to the outbreak. So, bodily fluids, especially semen. Any of you that have recovered from Ebola, at least, I would say 6 months, at least, plus condom. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, there are some people living in remote villages deep in the Amazon rainforest in Venezuela. And researchers found very interesting details about these villagers' microbiomes, or the bacteria living on and in their bodies. Apparently, these villagers have the highest levels of bacterial diversity ever reported in a human group. The big thing now is looking at people's microbiome and how it deals with their weight and deals with their health, etc. So they said the microbiomes included bacteria that have genes that could even make them resistant to treatment with antibiotics. Some of these genes could make the bacteria resistant to synthetic drugs. And these villagers have never had contact with either people of industrial societies or commercial antibiotics prior to the study. Yet they've obviously lived, they've obviously propagated, and they did not need American medicine. Interesting stuff. So there's one more piece of evidence that antibiotic resistance, it could be a natural feature of your human microbiome, and our resistance could be stronger based on our GI microbiome. The Yanomami Amerindian villagers were first spotted in 2008 by people in an army helicopter. The Venezuelan Ministry of Health routinely visits newfound communities, provides them with medical services like vaccinations aimed at protecting villagers from disease brought by illegal miners and other venturing into the Amazon. Now, many of you would say, well, leave them alone. They're obviously doing well. Well, yeah, they may be doing well, but once you start to get, newer microbiomes there, then, you know, you have an issue. This measles outbreak, we still don't know the original country of the first group that had the original demographics of the first group that were affected with measles, from what I know. And so, you know, when we have a measles outbreak one question that was proposed to me was, how did so many people get measles if we have vaccination and some of these people were vaccinated and some of these people weren't vaccinated and never were vaccinated? Why now? What happened with the outbreak? Well, you introduce something new to them. You introduce something new, then it could have a definite domino effect. So anyway, for the new study, healthcare workers collected bacterial samples from the villagers' arms, mouths, and feces back in 2009. The healthcare workers received permission from village authorities and participants. I was going to say, you know, did they even want you to do that? The encounters were friendly. A good number of villagers participated in the study. And this is cool. Apparently, they think they lived in relative isolation for more than 11,000 years. When their ancestors arrived in South America, a look at their bacteria often also hints to what our human microbiome looked like before modern living came. So it's kind of cool stuff, looking back at poo-poo. It's like looking at old poo-poo. It's really cool stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Delia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say dry drivers are making the same number of mistakes as those who drink over the driving limit. Now, by dry drivers, meaning dehydrated. And they say, according to a study looking into dehydration and concentration, drivers who consumed less water an hour say the same number of mistakes than those who drank alcohol. In both cases, the number of mistakes were made twice amount, or the number of mistakes were twice the amount made by well-hydrated motorists. This is research done out of Great Britain, published in the Journal of Physiology and Behavior. And so, you know, dehydration is, I guess, an unrecognized danger for drivers. We all, I guess, deplore drunk driving, etc., but they say, what about people who are dehydrated? Now, mind you, drinking alcohol dehydrates. So I'm not saying that I want you to, you know, drink alcohol to stay hydrated. There are other things to drink, like water, okay, Gatorade. Please be smart about it. But it's interesting how they say dehydrated people make errors, have less reactive time, less brain activity, short-term memory, alertness, concentration. So tests were carried out over 2 days on male drivers using a driving simulator. Each volunteer used a simulator on a day when they were hydrated, involved drinking about 200 cc's every hour. So that's about 5 cc's per teaspoon. 20 teaspoons, I don't know, I can't figure out in terms of ounces. The tests were then repeated on a dry day where they were only giving 25 cc's of water an hour, and they found that they were more, they appeared to be more erroneous with some of their, driving skills. So, mild dehydration, they say, could be enough to make people as impaired as being a drunk driver. So when you tell your kid who's getting into a car that, you know, they need to drive safe, you may want to remind them that they need to stay hydrated. Is that crazy? Something you just don't think about. A woman in Australia had an unexpected medical emergency New Year's Eve because she accidentally inhaled one of her earrings. The 41-year-old woman was at a New Year's Eve party, and she started to wheeze. She had asthma, so she reached into her purse for her inhaler. The inhaler rattled when she picked it up, but she thought it was just a loose connection with the device. You know how you shake it. Well, there was a little earring in there. She inhaled. She had a scratch in the back of her throat, started coughing up blood, began wheezing, and became short of breath. Apparently, she did not know that you have to replace the cap on the inhaler, and her inhaler was just, you know, in her purse without the cap over it. So the earring that was loose found its way into that little inhaler chamber, became lodged in it. The heart-shaped earring now was then wedged behind a bend inside the inhaler, so she didn't see it. And she obviously didn't expect the inhaler. So she was taken to the hospital. She thought she swallowed a piece of foil. But when they x-rayed her, they saw that it was a stud earring. So she had it was in the right bronchus, one of the main airways leading from the trachea into the lungs on the right side. She was given antibiotics, had a bronchoscopy done where they put a tool with a camera in her throat and examined the bronchus and removed the earring. A lot of mucus. The body tried to fight and protect itself from that and tried to not allow it to loosen and then get into the airway. I mean, the body is really, really smart. She has made a full recovery and has now placed a lid on her inhaler. But it reminds us that you need to recap your inhalers because you don't want unwanted objects getting stuck inside there. All right? Apparently, there's a lot of people that do that. And this is the first time I heard of an earring actually getting inhaled in. You almost wonder why it doesn't happen more often. A study has come out saying office workers are using ADHD medicine to stay alert at work. They say white-collar workers in the U.S. are using a variety of amphetamine-based stimulants, usually prescribed for ADHD, to get through work, like Adderall, Vyvanse, Concerta. These are some of the stimulants that workers are using to increase productivity. Now, some of you are like, well, duh, we heard about people going through school using these medications that didn't need to. Well, the problem is diagnosing attention deficit, there's an art to it, okay? And there's some guidelines, and we've talked about those. But many people don't let the psychiatrist or let the doctor go through the proper necessary steps to evaluate that thoroughly. They go, I have attention deficit. They say everything right. I can't concentrate. I'm having trouble, you know, doing tasks at work. I want some Adderall or Ritalin or whatever. So the doctor gives it to them. And you got to be careful because these drugs can cause anxiety, hallucinations, the variety of other issues. And if you don't need it, okay, don't take it. And Adderall is starting to be more and more abused by college students. It's one of the biggest things. Can't tell you how many people go, Dahlia, you know, this is what I need, you know, and I'm like, well, okay, you know, I understand. If you have true attention deficit, that has to be treated. But taking a stimulant so you could be super student is not the way to go, because there's going to be one day when you can't be on the stimulants. You know, the big issue I have with a lot of kids starting to take these when they don't need them is they say, well, I got to get through high school. Okay, fine, they get through high school. I'm like, but yeah, but Dahlia, don't stop the medicine. I need it for college. All right, well, then, you know, they got to get through college. I get that. And then, okay, well, what about, you know, graduate degree? And then what about my job? And so you start the scene where, you know, you the excuse after excuse going, well, I got this meeting or I got this project, and you can never get them off the medicine, some of these people that are abusing it. People with true attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, they need to be treated. But people using it for wrong reasons. So, you know, I recommend, you know, there's a lot of reasons why we're having trouble getting our job, getting through our job. One big thing that we never talked about in decades before that we're doing now is people are bored, okay? These games that we get to play and these things on social media and these shows are so exciting and so interesting that you go to work and you get bored, okay? Not a lot of flashing lights, not a lot of rewards with gold chips. I was watching Game of Thrones last night. That was a fascinating show. It ends, yeah, I had work to do, I had reports to do, but all I could think of is how boring, because I would rather sit there and watch Game of Thrones. All right, we have so many things out there that are so damn entertaining that we start to get bored, not to mention we're also sleep deprived, right? Okay, you know, you've been playing these games and you're up all night doing Candy Crush or whatever the hell game you're playing. You don't fall asleep until 2, 3 in the morning. You got to wake up at 5, 6. Of course you're falling asleep. So my patients will say, no, but Dahlia, I need a medication because I'm falling asleep. Well, why are you falling asleep? What are you doing late night rather than going to bed? Oh, I can't go to bed because, you know, I'm working on this. I'm trying to get through this level. And I'm like, okay, it's a very, very frustrating situation. So when you're getting tired at work, we should look at your thyroid, we should look at sleep apnea, we should look at your vitamin B, maybe even run a testosterone. But if it's because you're staying up late or because you're bored at work, you know, that's fixable. And work will not be as interesting as video games. I talk with my kids all the time. You know, I tell my kids, you know, what do you want to do? And they're like, I don't know what's interesting or exciting. Well, of course not, because they're playing GTA and Minecraft and all this other stuff. And, I mean, their games are exciting. They love being home. There's no desire to go and do a sit-down job or a desk job or a any job that they feel monotonous. And that's something that we need to address. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be talking about later this week, breast cancer cases rising 50% by 2030. We'll talk about why. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
Hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church. Hang me down. Hang me down. You gotta hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church. Hang me down to the little white church. Hang me down to the little white church.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.